Have you ever set goals and you don't achieve them? Have you ever wondered why you don't achieve them? Are you setting your goals in the right way? Are your goals realistic? Hello, happy Friday. How are you doing today? How has the week been? I am Ade and this is Weekend Cheer On. And on today's episode, we'll be talking about goals and I'll be sharing all what I've learned about goals and goal setting. So I'll be explaining what goal is, realistic goals, unrealistic goals, SMART, SMART goal, questions to ask yourself when setting goals, and tips for setting goals. So when we say goal is something that an individual or group of people plan and commit to achieve. Goal is something that you plan. You don't just write it down. You have a plan for it and you commit to achieving it. There are many types of goals, and I'll be talking about realistic, unrealistic, and SMART, SMART goal. But before we go to that, here are some examples of goals. Finding a career you love, learning how to dance, losing weight, reading a new book per week, and learning a new language. Or is a realistic goal? A realistic goal is a goal that you can achieve given your current mindset, motivation level, time frame, skills, and ability. When setting a realistic goal, you need to consider your mindset, your current mindset. How do you see things? Your motivation level, how motivated are you? Time frame, the time that you have in achieving that goal, your skills and your ability. Realistic goals helps you to identify what you want and what you can achieve. Realistic goals keep you motivated because it is specific and achievable. For instance, if you are a drinker and you drink every day, and let's say you don't want to drink again, then your realistic goal could be, I will have a drink 3 days, 3 times a week. In that way, you are starting narrowing down drinking every day to 4 times a week, and with time, you can reduce it. So, unrealistic goals. Unrealistic goals are goals that focus too much on what you want rather than what you can actually achieve or what you can do. It focuses on the outcome, not on your ability. Unrealistic goals are quite hard to achieve, and not reaching your goals could result to disappointment, frustration, and feeling like a failure, which is not healthy, and it is not what we want for ourselves this year. An unrealistic goal could be to learn a new language in just 1 month without any prior knowledge about it, or to lose 10 pounds in 2 days. If you go on YouTube, you see a lot of videos of how to lose 10 pounds in 2 days, which is so unrealistic because it doesn't take someone 2 days to gain 10 pounds. And if you end up losing it, you'll gain it back. Why? Because when you go back to your daily diet, because most of the diets that is presented online to lose 10 pounds in 2 days are very hard to live, like to continue doing. So when you get back to your old way of eating, you add all the weight back or even gain more. Yeah, that's that about unrealistic goal. So I'm going to be talking about SMART goals now. SMART goal, that's SMART goals, was introduced by George Doran, where S means specific, M means measurable, A means achievable, R means relevant, T means time bound. Yeah. SMART, SMART goal, is like a way or step to take when setting a realistic goal. SMART goals are versatile and can be applied to our personal and professional areas of our life. So how do you set achievable and realistic SMART SMART goal? Specific S. A goal should be linked to one idea or thought. You should not just go about setting different kind of goals. Your goal should be on one idea or thought. Measurable. A goal should be something you can keep track of your progress. Don't just set goals that you don't progress in doing it. You just set them for setting sake. Achievable. A goal should be something possible for you to succeed in doing it. It should be possible. Sometimes as human, we set goals that are really impossible. Like imagine someone trying to land in the sun or go to the sun. Those kind of goals are really impossible. Relevant. A goal should be connected or applicable to your life purpose. Don't just set goals because other people are setting it. Don't do things because other people are doing it. How relevant is that goal in your life? What is it adding to your life? Time bound. A goal should fall within a specific time period. And there are long-term and short-term goals. But when goals have time bound, I think it gives us more motivation to be able to achieve our goal in time that we have set. So example of SMART goal is, let's say you want to write a book. Instead of saying, I'm going to write a book, you can use the SMART goal setting method. Be specific. I'm going to write a book of 60,000 words fantasy novel. I'm going to write a 60,000 words fantasy novel. You have been specific about the kind of novel you want to write and how many words have 60,000 words and it's a fantasy novel. Measurable. I'll finish writing 60,000 words in 6 months. You have measured the words and the amount of months you want to write it. Achievable. How can you achieve it? I will write 2,500 words per week and 10,000 words per month, which is quite understandable. It's easy to achieve. Relevant. How relevant is writing this book to you? I've always wanted to become a professional writer. Yes, a professional writer needs to learn how to write, needs to be able to write books, right? So I will start writing this book on January 1st and I'll finish by June 30th. That's 6 months. Yeah. So the goal in summary is I'm going to write a 60,000 words novel in 6 months, finishing on June 30th. And I'll do this by writing 2,500 words per week. Another example is getting fit. Instead of saying I'm going to get fit, be specific. I want to improve my fitness level with running. You want to improve your fitness level. How? With running. Measuring or measurable. Running 5 miles with ease. Achievable. I will run 3 days per week with different duration and speed. 2 days, I will run for 30 minutes at a faster speed, while the remaining 1 day, I'll run for 45 minutes at a slower speed. How relevant is this to your life if you want to get fit? So frequent running is relevant to my objective of getting fit and gaining more than muscle. Don't just do things for doing sake or because other people are doing it. So time bound, I will start today and finish 3 months from today. So the goal in summary is, by the end of March 2023, I'll be able to run 5 miles. I will have achieved this by running 3 days a week, 2 30-minute runs at a faster speed, and 1 45-minute run at a slower speed. So, question to ask yourself when setting a goal. The first one is, what is the importance of this goal? You don't just go about setting goals or doing things because other people are doing it. Why? Why? What importance? What value is it adding to you? The next one is, do I have resources to achieve this goal? You want to lose weight, and you know, to lose weight, you have to be able to eat clean and exercise and stuff. Look around yourself. Look at yourself. Do you have the resources to be able to achieve your goal? The next question is, do I have enough time to achieve my goal? Sometimes when we set goals, that our daily life, our jobs, our study, things become so jam-packed and we're not even able to have time for the goals that we set. The next one is, what are the possible roadblocks? In life, whenever you are planning for something, one thing should be at the back of your mind. Expect that there are challenges that will come your way. If not, if things don't go as planned, you're going to feel bad about yourself, which is not what we want this year. So you consider what possible roadblocks or obstacles could be in the goal you're setting. The next one question is, am I putting in too much effort than what is required, or am I putting in less effort than what is required? So the last thing we're going to be talking about today are tips to set and achieve goals. Number one is, have SMART, SMART goals. I've explained how to set SMART goal. Be specific, be measurable, make sure your goal is achievable, your goal is relevant to your life, and make sure your goals have a time down. Number two is to write them down. Don't just have your goal in your mind. No. Write it down. The next tip is to make your goal visible. You can put it in a place that you see it every morning, like maybe on your fridge, or let's say on your notebooks, or in your bag, somewhere that you can see your goals every day. The next one is to break it down. Yes, the SMART goal plan or way of setting goals will help you in breaking down your goals. The next one is to develop a plan. Yeah, just like the example I gave about getting fit using the SMART goals. Then the next one is to take action. Don't just set goals for setting sake. Don't just write them down for writing sake. Take action. Goals are something that you plan and commit to. If you don't commit to it, you don't take action, there's no way you're going to achieve. The next one is to identify potential roadblocks or obstacles. That's one of the questions I want to ask yourself when you're setting goals. So another, the tip is to identify potential roadblocks. Let's say a writer. There's something called writer block or something like that. Yeah, so identify things that could happen, that things that could go wrong on the long run while trying to achieve your goal. The next one is, be accountable. Take responsibility for your goal. Don't dump your goal on somebody else. Like, it is you that is trying to achieve this goal, not somebody else. So don't dump your goal or dump your, maybe you're having some obstacles or roadblocks, then you dump it on somebody else. No, be accountable. Next one is, keep perspective. Think about your goals in a reasonable way, in a positive way. And the last one is, reflect and adjust. Just as I said, things will always have challenges. There will always be challenges in every area of our life. So when challenges rise in on our way to achieve our goal, you don't just back down. Instead, reflect. Check out the things you didn't do right, the things you did right, or what could have happened, where things have gone wrong, and then adjust. Get back on your feet. When you fall, you rise. Don't just stay there lying down. All right, that is that for goals and goal setting. I hope you learn one or two things and try to incorporate it in your goal setting for this year. All right, my name is Ade and this is Weekend Chat On. I hope you have a nice weekend. Be sure to listen to this podcast on Podcasto, Anchor, Spotify, and some other podcast website. I love you. Peace out. Have a nice weekend.